Well, looking at chapter 1, I think it's not easy to understand how these words would have impacted the people Isaiah spoke them to. We might think on first reading, when Isaiah says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, you people of Gomorrah," that he was actually talking to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, he wasn't. He was actually talking to God's people, the people of Judah, whose capital was Jerusalem, who had the temple, who had the presence of God among them, or so they believed. And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were, of course, these dreadful pagans who were so depraved, God rained down fire and sulfur on their cities and destroyed them completely. But here Isaiah is describing the people of Judah as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's calling them the worst possible names he could think of. And he's saying, basically, your whole religion is corrupt, it's worthless. It's a bit like God saying to us today in this country, you pagans, you Nazis, you evildoers, I can't stand your celebrations of Christmas and Easter. It means nothing to me. I hate it when you gather together in your times of worship. Get away from me. I just can't put up with it. I'm weary of seeing you. It's that kind of shock value of what God is saying. And the basic reason is that religion by itself is not what God wants. He doesn't want ritual and ceremony and words if they're not matched with a life that is given over to Him. The worship of our lives day to day, in the way that we speak, the way that we treat other people, the way that we behave when no one's looking and only God is there. Do we have compassion for those who are vulnerable? Do we have a burning desire for God's justice to be established? If the answer is no, then it doesn't matter how much we go to church or how much sort of religion we have. It won't do us any good. So what hope is there? Well, Isaiah says in verse 18 of chapter 1, the Lord said to Isaiah, "Come, let's reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet," in other words, scarlet was a sort of symbol of corruption. And even today, you know, we talk about a red light area or a scarlet woman, the sort of whore of Babylon, a symbol of all that's evil and corrupt in the nations of the world. And God is saying, though your sins are like that, actually, they shall be as white as snow. You shall be purified. So how is this going to come about? Well, a few chapters later, in chapter 6, Isaiah is in the temple and something amazing happens. He has an encounter with God. God reveals a glimpse of his glory to Isaiah. And there's seraphs, that's sort of creatures with wings, and they're covering their faces almost as if they can't bear to look on the holiness of God. And they're crying out to God. And Isaiah is a man undone. It's like he sort of realizes he's ruined. He can't take any more. He's